tips regarding pregnancy. So, first of all, it's important that the woman rest. People don't take this seriously enough. When I used to go to Rav Halberstam Zatzal, he used to tell me that when his wife was expecting, he used to do the cooking, the cleaning. He used to hold on to his white beard and tell me, "You see this white beard? This white beard did an awful lot of cooking and cleaning. When my wife was expecting," he said about himself, "I did all the cooking and all the cleaning, and you tell your wife," he would tell me, "that she should rest and let you take care of all these things. But you should definitely try to help as much as possible." So, okay, that's life. We have to figure out some kind of happy medium where the wife can rest and do less work and yet lead a normal life. What the balance is, well, if a person owns a car and the wife is going to do the shopping and she's not going to schlep heavy bags, so that's one thing. But if they don't own a car and she's going to carry stuff by bus and carry things long distance and carry heavy things, that's a different thing. There's a difference between shopping for one Shabbos or shopping for Pesach. A person has to try to limit the amount of carrying and toil that his wife does during pregnancy. When a couple is expecting, so they should definitely take time to be together. I recommend that they get a book on pregnancy. There's this series called The Idiot's Guide. So The Idiot's Guide to Pregnancy is a great book. They show you week by week the development of the baby, and especially with the first pregnancy, you'll actually have the time to enjoy and see the marvels of Hashem, how the child goes from week to week, what's developing that week. So that's I think that's an amazing thing for the couple to do, to take some time each week just to see what's happening in the child's development that week. A pregnant woman has to be extra careful about drinking all the time, and that means that the husband has to ensure that he's constantly pouring her cups of water and giving her water bottles very often during the first month, two or three. The woman is nauseous and vomiting, so of course a husband has to be caring and understanding, and sometimes it helps to have lemon tasting drinks or lemon tasting candies. That sometimes helps quell the vomiting. A couple's being together intimately, so that's permitted throughout pregnancy. So long as everything's normal, that's fine. Chazal recommended during the last 6 months. The last 6 months, they say, that's when it's actually beneficial for the baby. Other than that, it's worthwhile starting to think and prepare. You're going to be parents, so start looking around, seeing what you do like and don't like about what other people do as parents. It should be a topic of conversation. You guys should try to get a book to read. You don't necessarily have to agree with what it says in the book, but it'll be a jumping board for discussion. You'll start there and you'll discuss other things. When it comes to parenting, every parent has their plan, and there's the theory and there's the practice, and the practice is very different than the theory. It's worthwhile thinking what points are positive in the homes you grew up in and what points you want to take from the homes you grew up in. Very often people are so focused on changing things from where they grew up that they forget that there are really good things they should take from where they grew up. And it's worth stopping and looking, and you'll get a better perspective on this as time goes on. When you actually have children and you contend with the hardships, you'll suddenly marvel at your parents' patience, and you'll see that they did a pretty good job considering how tough it is to be a parent. No one theory is perfect for everyone. Chanoch lanar al pi darko. You have to educate the child based on what fits for that child. Two children in the same family need different types of parenting, and that's why it's good to study different theories and different approaches. Even among Chazal, we find a range of approaches that teach us different attitudes, and different attitudes are correct for different children and sometimes for the same child at different ages or different stages in life. So it's a learning process. I think what's most important is to constantly strive, and you got to be right most of the time. A parent has to be fair and loving and daven a lot. A lot of it is siyata dishmaya, but a parent also has to know what they're doing, what's their responsibility, and what's fair and unfair, and how to respect their children. And these are things that if a person wasn't brought up with, then they have to take the time to learn. And as usual, my recommendation is going to be, go see families, and the best way we learn is by mimicking others that we see. So when you can, go and see how other people do it. Bear in mind that they're putting on a certain act because you're around, but at the same time, it's still worthwhile to see how people do it and try to learn. And again, there are good books out there. There are bad books out there. I would definitely try to stick with a Jewish book, because the non-Jewish books have all kinds of theories that we definitely build our lives differently. Our concepts of sharing and midos and kibud av va'em, we build the relationship very differently than the secular world does. And that's why I wouldn't recommend going with secular books. I would recommend trying to find good Jewish books. Speak to friends and see what they recommend. And it's something that I think a couple should learn together and think about together. There are excellent classes all over Jerusalem, and it pays to go to them, but I think that's further down the road. Right now it'll all be theory. But it's a good start.